Today on Family Talk, babe, sweetheart, what are you doing? We're about to start the show.
Checking out the latest news.
No, but we're about to start the show. I'm about to give my... Today on Family Talk, we'll be talking about... Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm
ready. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Is social media invading your family life?
On today's edition of Family Talk, we'll talk about how to stay socially connected and get to keep your wife, too. Join us. Welcome to Family Talk. I'm Willie Oliver.
And I'm Elaine Oliver.
This is a program about strengthening families and inspiring hope.
It's a place where we talk about real family life and share tools that will strengthen our marriages and families.
As I like to say, when we have stronger marriages, we're more likely to have stronger families, stronger churches, and stronger communities.
Well, talking about strong communities, you know, there's a lot of hype in the media these days about who's using social media.
This is true.
Here are some statistics on social media. 79% of U.S. adults use social media. There are 901 million people worldwide on Facebook. If Facebook were a country, it would be the third largest country in the world. Amazing. How many friends do you have?
Oh, a few thousand.
A few thousand, like 1,000, 2,000.
Right now it's about 4,000.
About 4,000. So you have about 4,000 friends. How do you keep up with that many friends?
I don't try to. You know, they say things, I say things back, or I just put stuff out there, you know, that I think people need to know. And it's up to them to get it or not get it.
This whole social media thing is an interesting phenomenon. In fact, 200 million people worldwide are on Twitter, and they communicate in 140 characters or less. We call them sound bites.
Amazing.
There are also 3 billion people worldwide who use YouTube. 87% of the world's population now have mobile phones. Mm-hmm. Some have more than one. Right now, there are 7 billion people in the world and 5.9 billion mobile phones. Very shortly, there will be more mobile phones than people.
That's amazing.
Can you imagine?
Well, it's amazing, it's crazy, it's all of the above.
Do you remember when the mobile phone first came out?
I remember. I had a big thing.
It was huge.
Yes, it was big.
And now they're like this small.
Yes, and getting smaller, and they're not only a phone. Before phones, mobile phones used to be about talking on the phone to someone who was not just next to you. Now, with smartphones, we have everything. We're connected to the internet, we have our entire lives. I mean, if you lose your mobile phone, or if it quits working,
it's almost like
you can't function. You can't function, yes.
Yeah, so it's the whole notion of social media is creating quite an interesting impact on families.
Especially on families, because, you know, families and relationships are all about communicating. But what's happening is that we are, well, communicating more and really understanding
less. Are we really communicating?
Well, we're making more connections, but we're not really communicating at a level that's important to sustain healthy relationships.
Well, indeed. So today on Family Talk, we're going to talk about how the social media connections are impacting our lives and our families.
Stay with us. Family Talk will be right back.
Social media is interrupting everything!
amazing. Sounds familiar? Looks familiar. Have you experienced this in your family? Well, today on Family Talk, we're going to be talking about social media and the family. What do you think, Elaine?
Well, I think the video is, well, it's very funny, yes. But it's very true to life.
Indeed.
You know, I think that...
Lots of families are having this challenge today.
Absolutely.
Where people are not really engaging in with each other, but rather they're millions of miles away.
So, you know, they're sitting down to family dinner.
Yes.
And we know from research that family dinner is very important for so many reasons in families.
Right, right.
But if you're sitting down to family dinner and everyone is
doing their
disconnected,
own thing. Yes.
Then it's there doesn't seem to be a lot of benefit, even though
What's
it was a very
use?
Healthy family.
Yes.
You
well,
know, you
they
notice
were
they were
salad?
Only eating salad. Yeah. Or maybe that was their first course.
Yeah,
so they have, you know, a very sophisticated mealtime.
Yes.
But, yeah, it really struck me because everyone now has access. So I remember when I was a kid growing up, we had one TV
yes.
in the house.
Well, I had no TV in the house. When I was growing
up. You trumped that. Okay. But the TV got locked up in someone's room, and you couldn't get in there unless you had permission,
yes.
you know, so we didn't have ready access to yeah. watching the TV. Yeah. Well, now our kids have cell phones.
Well, they grew up with computers.
And they have computers,
yes.
and now some of them have iPads. I've
yes.
seen
iPads
11-year-olds with iPads, cell phones, computers. So,
and just this last weekend, we were at a function and went to a friend's house for dinner, and there were two toddlers with iPads. I mean, young children. They must have been about 5 or 6 years old. And they were, each of them with an iPhone, playing games.
Yeah, and it's interesting that young kids know how to use the technology.
Yes.
You know, so it's definitely invading our family lives.
So the question I would ask is this technology advancing our lifestyles, or is it setting us back?
Well,
is it enhancing how we have access to stuff in society? And do we really need all that access, or is it interfering with the healthy relationships that need to be developing in families?
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of both, right? So it's a wonderful tool, and I always say this, the internet is just the most amazing tool.
It is amazing.
Right? Because, I mean, you can pretty much Google anything,
yes.
anything that you want to find. Now, I personally prefer to get a book and open it.
Do you really?
I'm trying to rely more on the internet, but for me, I still love pulling down my cookbook and looking for recipes.
I like just speaking to Siri. You know.
Yeah, I know.
And
I know.
You have the iPhone 4S. You know, you hit your button there and you speak to Siri. But you know, I don't think Siri is as advanced as they're saying Siri is.
Right. And I still love going to the library and getting books. But I have to say, you're laughing at me.
Because you're trying to get your point about the book.
I do. I love, you know, going, you know, touching the book, feeling it,
smelling it,
all of that.
Okay.
But let's admit it, it's much easier to carry. You know, I have lots of books on my iPad, and it's so much easier to carry several books.
I couldn't imagine traveling around the world with a bag full of books.
Yeah, remember when I used to do that?
I remember when you used to try to do that.
Yeah, I know.
And then I had to help you with your suitcase up on the... You know,
I know, to lift it
to
the overhead. Right, right. Now you don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, so my muscles are not as strained anymore.
Yeah, well, anyway, that's another story. But so it's a great tool. You know, we have easy access. We have information at our fingertips. You ask the question, does anyone really need all that information? Absolutely not.
I think the answer is no.
All that information.
But we have it. But we have the information. I think that's the challenge, that we have the information. So now that we have easy access to that information, how do we police ourselves? How do we monitor ourselves so that we have healthy dynamics that we're dealing with as people in families and in relationships? Because what I keep hearing is that marriages are ending. And parent-child relationships are really challenged because no one is listening to anyone anymore. Everyone is tuned out and tuned into their own whatever it is they're tuned into.
Yeah, it sort of trumps headphones, right? Remember when you
headphones.
Couldn't get your kids to, you know, get off their what were those things called?
The Walkmans.
The Walkmans.
The Walkmans. Yes.
Yeah, so that's
you remember the Walkman?
I remember the Walkmans.
That's like 2 billion years ago.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, and everything is fast and moving fast, just like the Bible says. Knowledge will be increased.
Yeah, of course, we know it wasn't 2 billion years ago.
Well, yeah, I wasn't around here.
As a hyperbole.
You're saying that I'm exaggerating?
Just a tad.
Just a tad.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
But so we're talking about invading families. Yes. Marriages are being destroyed. Talk a little bit more about what's happening to marriages because of social media. And when we're talking about social media, we're talking about the smartphone, the what's on the smartphone, the iPad, the iPhone, the Android, whatever it is that people have.
Well, what's the issue there is you have access to the internet.
Right. You have email.
Yes.
You have
music,
you have books,
magazines,
Facebook, Twitter,
yes.
YouTube.
Yes.
So you have everything on one little tablet or
yes.
one little phone.
Yes.
So the first thing that we saw was how it was invading this family and the fact that they were not having conversation.
They were not having conversations, at least not with each other.
Not with
They seemed to be amused by stuff that was happening outside of the family rather than connecting with each other. So how do you grow together if, in fact, you're not spending any time together? And spending time together is much more than just being in the same physical space, but engaging each other and sharing values and having conversation that really counts so that we know where we are as a family.
That's correct. So families now have to renegotiate.
Yes.
Right? Because there aren't any books yet, or perhaps there are studies and papers.
They're coming out. They're emerging rapidly.
Correct, yes. Correct. But right now, if we go off of the old rules, we can say, because we had a rule in our family, no TV during dinner time in our nuclear family.
Yes.
So we would turn the TV off before we sat down to dinner.
At least we tried to turn it off.
Right.
Yes.
I would turn the TV off.
That's what I remember.
Right. Yeah. So, or we would say, you know, you couldn't listen to your headphones while you were at dinner, or even sometimes, I mean, I was pretty hard and fast about driving to school and not having kids have their headphones on. I know some parents might think that was a little excessive, but I felt that I only had those 20, 30 minutes in the car in the morning to talk to my kids, and I didn't want them listening to headphones.
Listening to somebody else instead of listening to
the
messages that you had to share with
to
them.
To pass on my values
yes.
to them. Or find out what was happening
in their
day
lives.
Or what
yes.
they were concerned about
yes.
for the day. So we have to sort of renegotiate and reframe, set new boundaries for how we're going to do family if our families are going to grow.
Yes.
We're talking about social media and the family. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Family Talk, and we'll talk a little bit more about how we can not allow social media to invade our family life.
Welcome back to Family Talk. We've been talking about social media and the family. Man, it's an amazing reality for us these days. And we were talking just before we went to break about what?
Yeah, well, we're talking about how it's interrupting our families
yes.
and the fact that it's always with us now. So it's not like years ago, even a decade or two decades ago, where a TV, there might have been one TV in the room,
yes.
and it was locked away. Now you
locked
carry...
away. I thought it was in most people's living rooms.
Well, not in my home. It was locked up in my grandmother's bedroom.
Okay.
You know, and when I say locked, the door wasn't locked, but we had an understanding that we were not allowed to turn on the TV unless we had permission. And so it became like a family time. If we watched something on TV, it was a family time. Now, you know, there are TVs in every room. But,
yeah.
but you know, kids today say, well, we don't even need TV. They have Netflix or they have their YouTube or, you know, so whereas before there might have been, you know, just three channels or five channels, now, you know, you've got all these channels.
100 channels.
People have dishes.
Premium channels.
Premium channels.
Sports channels, movie channels.
Right, but aside from that, you have it right in your fingertips. You've got it on your phone. You have it on your iPad.
You have it on your computer.
And yeah. so it's really invading our families. And so there's good about it. We said that there is some good.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all bad.
But well, one of the good things I like about, technology, computers, iPads, iPhones, is that I can get my email anyplace. And I'm working. I'm not only working in my office, but right. the converse but is problematic.
That, right, because yeah. now there's no separation of work and home.
Correct. So you know, you're always working.
Work has invaded home.
And wake up and you look at your iPhone and you look at your email.
Are you speaking from personal experience?
Some of it is personal experience. Yeah. That it's, you know, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. It's all with you all the time. You know, it's like the Holy Spirit. You know, there's easy access. You wake up, you turn on, you see numbers.
Well, hopefully people are invoking the Holy Spirit into their lives
yes.
first thing in the morning
yes.
and not their email or not their Facebook or whatever. And yet we know from what we hear from many families that it is keeping us away from our devotional lives.
Yes.
You know, even the fact that we might have our Bible
on
our iPad.
Yeah.
You know, I can have to honestly say that, you know, when I'm at church, you know, I now carry my iPad with my Bible on it because I love the fact that I have references, you know, I can look up different versions, so I don't have to carry five Bibles to...
You have your Bible, you have your Sabbath school lesson, you have your hymnal,
everything
you have
is
your
all
spiritual
right there.
Prophecy books.
But the problem is that now when I go to my Bible, I might have a message, an email message, or,
and it gets your
or someone sending a message from Facebook or
yeah.
something. And so I have to really challenge myself to tell myself, wait a second, I'm looking up a text in the Bible, not going to my Facebook.
Yes.
You know, so how do we monitor that as families? How do we keep our boundaries? And I keep using that word, but it really is important that we now begin to set boundaries regarding social media. Otherwise, it will destroy our families, as we saw in the video earlier on.
Personally, I think that it's like anything else, that if you don't set boundaries around what you're going to do, if you don't tell yourself, well, this is what I'm going to do and no more, I'm not going to go beyond this point, then you're going to be in trouble because social media is addictive, you know, and as human beings, you know, we like to check out what's happening and we want to be in the know. And what your 3,000 or 4,000 or 5,000 or 10,000
well,
friends have to say.
Well, talking about the 10,000
yes.
friends, well, you know, like you were saying earlier, you have 4,000 friends. And of course, you know.
And by the time this airs, I'll have 8,000
friends. This is correct. And so what has happened now is that we people are developing very superficial relationships.
Yes.
You know, whereas in the past, we would, there were certain things that we would only say to our close friends.
Yes.
Right? You might call your mom, your sister, your best girlfriend, maybe two girlfriends, maybe just your husband. Now, for whatever reason, it's like people have lost their inhibitions. And now our private
yes.
lives have become very public.
Yes.
So it's almost like everyone is getting their 15 minutes of fame.
Yes.
But there are things that really should be kept private.
Not only that.
That we're now sharing publicly.
Not only that. I think that in terms of complexity of relationships and depth of relationships, that there are certain questions you ask certain people based on a relationship that you have with them.
That's been established
yes.
already.
These days, people you don't know will refer to you like if you are their best buddy, or they will ask questions that ordinarily they would never ask of you if you were having a conversation.
So that invisible wall that used to be up no longer exists.
Yes, there's more than that. That what appears to be sometimes innocent is not always so innocent.
Right. And so earlier, we want to touch on that because earlier you mentioned that marriages are falling apart.
Yes.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yes. And I'm talking about marriages falling apart because it's so easy to be inappropriate. For example, you could be speaking someplace, and it's happened to me. We're public people. We speak for the church all over the world. And then after you speak, someone in the audience sends you a Facebook message and starts asking you questions about something you said. And you may give a response. Of course, to be sure, you can't respond to 100 people or 200 people asking
right.
individual questions. And so that in itself can take up much more of the time than you have to give to anyone. So you have I have 4,000 friends right
so
now.
So very innocent.
Yes, yes,
so it
yes.
may not even be anything perverse.
Yes.
It may not even be intentionally trying to do anything, but now you're spending all this time because there's that access
but more than that
people have.
Here's where I was going with that.
Mm-hmm.
So you answer a question about something you spoke about, and then they ask another question. And then the question starts turning just a little bit and is becoming now a personal question.
Mm-hmm.
It's no longer just an objective question that the person who's writing is asking for themselves. Now they want to pry into your own personal life and ask, well, how do you know about this? And how has it been for you? And it's a kind of boundaries. It's a kind of stuff that you don't ask of someone unless you have a good relationship with them and you know them for some time. What it does, it just cuts across and gets rid of the layers of relationship that need to be established before certain conversations can be held.
Right. So there are certain levels of intimacy that need to be established.
Yes.
So you don't go from zero.
You don't go from zero to five. You know, in an instant.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You need to work up to that.
And, absolutely. Yes. So people need to protect themselves. So one of the things that I love, there's a wonderful text in the Bible. It's found in Philippians 4:13 that can really help us.
Okay.
In setting these boundaries. And it says, finally, brethren, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, dwell on these things.
Yes.
And I love that text because I think it really helps to set a foundation for us in how we can handle these new relationships that we formed
virtually.
Social media.
They're not real relationships.
They're not real.
To be sure, you're connecting with people you knew from the past sometimes and people you've met recently. But these days, you get people from all over the world who are connected to someone you're connected to, who knows someone, who knows someone, who knows someone, who knows you.
Right. So we need to be very careful with our family time, protecting our family time, protecting our relationships, protecting our marriage. Today, we're talking about social media. Stay with us. We'll be right back. When we come back, we'll give you today's takeaway.
Welcome back to Family Talk. We've been talking about social media and the family. It is a real complex issue and one we need to have a handle on.
We certainly do. And so we've spoken about several things. We've spoken about the impact on our families' lives, also specifically marriage.
Yes.
I think we should say a little bit more about the whole issue of marriage because we have personally worked with some families who've shared how Facebook has really become intrusive
in their marital relationship.
Their marital relationship.
And then they are reaching out to old relationships and people they haven't heard from for a long time ago.
And it's so easy to do that.
It's easy to get sucked in.
Right.
Because, when you're having especially challenges with your marriage, and we all do have challenges in our marriages, it's easy to be idealistic when someone from 20 years ago.
What could have been.
Or 10 years ago.
Oh, he
or
was,
5 years ago.
He was such
out.
A great guy.
Yes.
She was such a great girl.
Yes.
And then you start fantasizing
about
something that is not real. So someone might say, well, it's not pornography, but it is destructive to your relationship nonetheless because you're engaging in a relationship that, first of all, is very superficial.
It is superficial.
Secondly, it's taking you away from working on your own relationship.
Yes.
And thirdly, it's very disloyal because if you're sharing something about your spouse or even flirting with someone else that is not your spouse because you're not happy with what's happening in your relationship, then your own relationship it could not possibly be growing well.
And it becomes like an emotional connection with someone else. And it's an emotional affair. And many emotional affairs are taking place, and they go from emotional to more than that.
That's correct.
And especially I'm interested in children and how we help our own children at home cope with the intrusiveness of social media and how we establish rules that we can adhere to in our families so that our meals, our time together, our dinner time has value.
Yeah, well, one of the things that we recommend to people and perhaps that we even do in our own homes is to put the phones away when we're about to have dinner. Put them in a basket and just have dinner. Put your iPad, whatever it is that's electronic, we need to just put it aside.
Just agree on what you're going to do.
Just agree on what you're going to do. So from this day forward, we hope and pray that even as families recognize the value of social media, that we not allow it to dominate our lives and intrude in our families' lives.
That's all for today's Family Talk. Join us again when we'll talk more about strengthening families and inspiring homes.